Pesachim Perakimel Mishnah Dalet. We continue to figure out what kind of leavening constitutes chimutz. How long do you leave it? Remember, in the time of the Mishnayos, they didn't have watches. How could they tell whether something became chametz? Rabbi Gamliel says, Rabbi Gamliel, Shalosh nashim lashos ka'achas v'os betaror echad zu achar zu. You know how you could tell if something became chametz and how long it did not become chametz? You can have three women who are kneading together. And because you're kneading, as long as you're kneading, it's not going to become chametz. And you allow them to bake one after the other after the other. And that third one is still within the time. You don't have to worry that it became chametz. No. Sholosh nashim oskos v'basik. Achas lasha, the one of them is kneading. V'achas orechas, the other one is shaping. V'achas ofan, the other one is baking. But you can't just wait for the third person. You have to worry, maybe it's going to become chametz. Rabbi Kiva says, it's not a rule across the board, lo kol hanashim v'lo kol eitzim v'lo kol tanurim shavim. You can't compare. Sometimes you have ovens that are hotter, women that work faster, wood that burns differently. Zeaklal, this is the rule. Tofach, if it starts to inflate the dough which she's holding onto, she sees that it starts. So tiltosh bitzoning, throw it into cold water, and that will prevent it from becoming chametz. So now, in Mishnah Hay, we said, well, look, there's a process here, there's a continuum, so there are stages. So, Seor is not the same thing as Seor. Seor is sourdough, that's not what we're talking about. Sourdough, that's a special Issa D'Oraisa. This is a stage of Chimutz called Seor. If it's reached that stage, the Mishnah says, the first opinion is, Yisari, if it should be burnt, but the Ha'ochlo, if somebody ate it, Potter, they're not Chayav Karis because it's not full chametz. But Siduk, if it's a later stage, Siduk comes to the word stakim, like cracks. If it looks like the dough has cracks in it, Yisari, if it should be burnt, Va'ochlo Chayav Karis. And that person is Chayav Karis because that is full-blown chametz. So what's the difference between Seor and Siduk? So the first opinion in the Mishnah is, Ezu Seor, what is Seor? Kekar. If the cracks look like the horns, those little sticks at the top of a grasshopper. But siduk, if it has a lot of cracks, that's chinis arvu stock of zibazet, that the cracks are intermingling. Divrei, these are the opinion, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Vachachomerom, no. Zevze, both of those are ochlo chayv karis. That's, even that description of seir is incorrect. That description of seir is actually chametz gamur daraisa. Ezu seir, what is seir? Kol sheikh sifu panav. Oh, it's that the top of the dough, it's hichsif, it's darkened a little bit. Ka'odam sha'amdu sa'arosav. It's like somebody who their hair stands on edge because they're afraid of something. So the dough looks a little bit white. It's somehow, it's changed its color. It's perspective. It looks a little bit different. That's the beginning of the process. That's an Isser, but it's not an Isser Karis. But if it has cracks in it, once it's got cracks, that's Chametz Gamur. As opposed to, if it doesn't have cracks, it's just kind of turned a little bit. The shade is different. It's a little bit lighter. Then it's not called Chametz Gamur, and you're not Chayev Karis.